Yeah, I started the Golden West in '97 in the 100 block. We moved to in 2003 to where it is now. And the partner that I had taken on in 2005, Samantha, still a good friend, bought me out in 2016. And I went to work at Southwest Airlines, slinging bags on the ramp for 4.5 years, which was a great experience. That was a little story I was going to tell you about today, but I want to start a little earlier. So I moved to Baltimore in 96, but I was brought up in a very working-class community outside of Pittsburgh, 18 miles outside of Pittsburgh, in a little town called Ambridge, of 10,000, surrounded by other little towns in a community, a county called Beaver. I've been exploring it recently because I've been combing the banks of the Ohio River for a project that I'm planning on for part of my artwork, but allow me to explain. So I've always had crippling ADD. I think they call it a mangling now. No H, never hyper. But I've had it since I was a child, and I didn't get diagnosed till I was an adult at 43. But I managed because I was always interested, because I basically observed everybody around me. I saw the cues, I saw the signals, I saw the subterfuge, I saw it all. I had friends, and the community itself was comprised of immigrants, mostly from Europe, who entrenched into their own Catholic churches. But one thing I wanted to note is that all of those people from Europe working in the steel industry that eventually collapsed grabbed a hold of the white ethos, and they gripped it tightly, and they kind of still do. And what I mean is, I'm an empath, and it's a bit a line of mine to say I vomit a little bit inside when I say that because it sounds ridiculous, but it's not. I know how people work. And when Trump came around having his Klan rallies, I realized that, something went wrong because 60% of the population in my county voted for him both times. I don't think it's going to happen again. I think the fatigue is massive. But more importantly, I grew up in a house with no trauma. My parents were never cruel. I experienced no micro cruelties. My dad was a hoarding truck driver, but he was very, very decent and never abused me in any way, shape, or form. So I was only a witness to everything going on around me, which was never terrible, but it was also micro cruelties. So I started noticing the problems young and realized I was an outsider young. I'm gay. I was staying in the closet for quite a while and had kids, but it was never a feeling of embarrassment. What it was is I wasn't willing to give up my personal agency by coming out in 1984. So, because that's what you would do. And I love women. So I made it work until it didn't. But my parents' ethos of do no harm, which at all costs, do no harm, carried with me, and it was strong. And I started noticing, problems, as you all do, and that they're serious problems. I don't think they're necessarily problems that can't be solved, but we're not really addressing them adequately. And I think there's a way to do it. Because when I worked at Southwest, there were two reasons why I went there. One, because I didn't want to be tied to a restaurant anymore. when you own a restaurant, it's rather the opposite way. It owns you. So I was free. And I went to the ramp where I had picked up green chilies for years from the cargo. So I developed a relationship, and I understood that it was an egalitarian environment where everyone had to be on their best behavior. It sounds good. I wanted to experience that because the one culture in America that I wasn't invited to, understandably, was Black culture. So I needed to learn about Black culture through osmosis, working alongside, asking a few questions, not being intrusive, gaining trust. And I did, and it was great. It was a great 4 years. The company's fantastic. You all love to fly on them. I liked working for them. It was fair. When you got hired, you were paid a certain wage. You knew if you stayed long enough, you would get paid this. So everyone knew what everybody was making, and it felt good. But everybody was on their best behavior. I could see the micro biases, of course. But I did well. I learned a lot. I gleaned a lot of information from asking too many questions. But everyone, you know, they might have been a little leery of me, but they trusted me because I did no harm. And the safety, people who work in safety, quite frankly, they understand. They get it, probably more than other people. But what I'm saying is half of this country shit the bed twice, and they plan on shitting the bed again. And I'm not joking. When I worked at Southwest, I realized that the two cultures that I needed to get to know more was Black culture. It's hard to understand, but white people, you still don't get it. I mean, even the liberal ones. I don't mean to insult anyone, but because no one should feel insulted, but there needs to be more work. My neighbors. So, you know, we'll wait for this to pass in November. Elect Kamala, hopefully, who knows. But we don't know. But more importantly, truth and reconciliation probably would go a long way to let people feel better. And, you know, kind of, because when I went back to my reunion in October, 40-year reunion, I didn't know what to expect. I remember what I remembered about everybody I grew up with, everyone, what they did, what they said, how they acted. Generally, everybody thought everybody was out to get somebody. The stakes were very low, but everyone was on their guard. It felt, you know, weird. But I had a great childhood. No trauma. So I have to be thankful for that. But MAGA whispering is something that can be done. Because a lot of people who vote for destructive policies, they can be turned back. Because I know they can. Because half the people I knew in that room that I scanned, they weren't going to do it again. You know, half the people weren't going to make that same mistake. I got anecdotal evidence of such, even though it was hard and nobody wanted to answer any questions, but I got it out of them because I know how. Without...
Ah, thanks.
You're all right. You're so happy. No, there are funny stories, but my point is, let's just not waste this. And let's do better. And reparations for redlined districts.